Well, we've heard a lot about what Americans and Europeans want to do for Africa, but what does Africa want? To learn more about the African perspective, we turn now to NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctin. She covers Africa for NPR and has reported from the continent for many years. And Ophébia joins us now on the line from Bamako, Mali. Welcome to Day to Day, Ophébia.
Greetings from West Africa.
Well, a lot of focus on Africa, west, east, south, north, over the weekend during the Live 8 concerts and now this week for the forthcoming G8 summit. How is this all being received by the people there?
Let me just step back to the weekend and Saturday, those Live 8 concerts all over the world and even one on this continent in Johannesburg. But I was in Senegal when they were happening and very few people had even heard about them. They've hardly heard about Bob Geldof. You know, they say to you, Bob Marley? Yes, they know, but Bob Geldof. So the fact that all the musicians around the world, but many were saying, well, what about the African musicians? If they're talking about Africa, if they're trying to gain attention and awareness of what's happening here in Africa and poverty in Africa, how come they didn't involve us a little more? And I think that's a general feeling here in West Africa through most of the continent, that if all these people in the industrialized world, the rich countries, say they want to help Africa, how come they're not talking direct to us? How come it's just through the African leaders? So I think that's one misgiving amongst many, many people on this continent.
Well, President Bush, among others, has spoken of the need to tackle corruption and repression at the highest levels in Africa as one means of lifting the continent out of poverty. Does he have a point there?
Oh, absolutely. But Africans are saying, look, we're not waiting for President Bush or British Prime Minister Tony Blair to tell us what to do. We've been saying to African leaders for years and years, unless you stop corruption, institutionalized corruption, how can we possibly develop? So there is a slight feeling of, will you stop preaching at us? Yes, you said that you're going to cut the debt. That's great. But how come only to 14 countries of 18 very poor countries in the world? Cancel the debt for the whole of Africa, then that will put us on a level footing. Instead of paying the interest on debt, we will be able to do all the things you're telling us to do. Development, you know, improvement for education for girls, health, road, infrastructure, etc. So a lot of African people are saying, actually, do you know what? We're actually quite good at resolving our own problems, but if we remain poor, we won't be able to do that. During the colonial era, the developed world, as it's called, or the industrialized rich countries, pillaged us for our minerals, for our mineral wealth, and so on. So it's not really up to the West, either President Bush or Prime Minister Blair, to be telling us what to do now. We know that if there's debt cancellation, we can move forward. But what we want is just trade. We want fair trade. If, for example, here in Mali, where cotton is one of their main exports, if the Americans stop subsidies to their cotton farmers in the south, perhaps we'd get fairer prices for ours and then we could move forward. So those are the sorts of issues a lot of activists and a lot of ordinary people, and especially farmers, are talking about.
So if given a choice, they'd rather trade than aid?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Everybody you speak to says, but of course we want to trade. Then we do it on our terms. But we've got to do it on equal terms. We can't possibly do it the way it's happening now. America, for example, says open your markets, but protect some of its markets for the same market that we're looking for. And forget America, forget Britain. What about when the Chinese move in with their cotton? None of us will stand a chance. So we've got to get onto a level footing now so that we're in a position here in Africa to fight our corner. But stop preaching, start acting, and start trading with us justly. And also, within Africa itself, where only 12-13% of trade is from one country to the other within the continent, we've got to sell to each other and buy from each other, rather than looking so far afield to the US, to Britain, to China, and elsewhere. Let us trade amongst ourselves. Then maybe we will become a little more prosperous and a little more wealthy, and also looking after our own people on this continent.
NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctin in Bamako, Mali. Thank you very much.
And you too, Madeline.